You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018, and I have Tia.
What's up?
Amanda.
Yo, yo.
And K-Ball.
Hey, hey.
In the building. That's what you said last week. You're going by now, right?
A-Ball, but it was close. That's a new one. That's a new one, though. K-Ball.
But your first name starts with a K, and then you have an A and a ball. Okay.
It's fine.
A-Ball.
I like it.
K-Ball, you want that hard consonant, you know?
It would work, yeah. Either one.
Either way. All right, well, welcome back. So we're doing something new tonight. We're doing something cool, and we're going to get into that real quick. But what we do is we have Ron Beatty up here from New Bern, North Carolina. He's come all the way from NC. Well, all right, man, we were going to pretend you weren't here, but you started talking, so...
Yeah, man.
Which way do you want to do it?
Since I done messed up the programming and everything, then let me just go ahead and introduce myself. I'm Ryan Beatty. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be at Tufts.
Welcome. Life
Thank
is
you.
Grand.
Thank you. Thank
so,
you.
So now we're going to pretend that he's back in the green room.
Okay, now I'm back.
And
I'm
we
leaving.
Do have a studio audience.
I'm not here anymore.
All right. No, really, bro. We're going to turn the mic off and everything. It's gonna be cool. So we opened up the studios the first time we've done this. We have a lot of people in the building who are going to be tuning in, and he's going to be premiering his new album live on air with us, as well as doing a little Q&A and things of that nature. If you aren't here yet, you can still get here. We'll be here till about 11. And if you are here, we're going to bring you in a second. And this will, of course, be on iTunes, Spotify, all available podcast apps on Thursday morning. We'll be dropping an extra bar. Seti's coming through. He'll be doing a recap. We got a lot of good stuff. If you're an artist tuned in, submissions at lfodradio.com. Send us clean records. The crazy thing is that's how this started with Ron. He sent us Heard About Me a couple years ago. We played that, kept in touch, and then next thing we know, he's flying up here to do this with us. So hit us there. And if you're tuned in, let us know. It's at lfodradio. Or you can just hashtag LFOD radio. We're out here. We're going to get things going with Please Don't Go. Please Don't Leave. We're going to get things going with Please Don't Leave by Ron Beatty. And we'll be back with the man after this. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Yeah. It's a bigger me to stay, but I can't.
How big do I wanna be? I ask myself, I say colossal. The man upstairs got a different plan for me. Maybe, hell, what do I know? What I do know is I'm out for the money. Daily, for survival. Every day 6 a.m. in the morning, scratch jobs, trying to hit a lotto, get free. A for the red amount, you can change the change. Rods, cars, diamond rings and things. Don't lose yourself for the fame, man.
Don't lose yourself.
Don't do it. You wanna know something, I'ma tell you a little bit about me. If I ever have kids and I don't live till I'm prosperous, trying to get free. People say you free, yeah.
Please don't cry for me.
Don't do it, don't do
don't
it.
Don't you cry for me.
Don't do it, girl.
I'll be back one day, but that day just ain't today.
Not today, man.
Please don't cry for me.
Don't do it, don't do
don't
it.
You cry for me.
Nah,
don't do it. I'll be back one day. She came back in me to stay.
I'm tired of living this way. I finally got a chance, now you all in my face. So you don't understand, baby, all that it takes. I keep a hot 16 like it's August the 8th with the sun out. So you can talk about it lit with a blunt out. Why you always come around, take the fun out? I'm just trying to see 1,000 hands in the stands when I run out. Is that too much to ask you? Ramen noodles, wasn't paying voodoo pass through. Janitor rats, and I'm taking out of trash too. Trying to lay up, paid up in a castle. And you don't really have to roam, you don't have to. Know why I keep rolling the dice? Cause I need life, and everything in life does come with a price. Yeah, come with a price.
Please don't cry for me.
Don't do it, don't do it.
Don't you cry for me.
Don't do it, girl.
I'll be back one day, but that day just ain't today.
Not today, man.
Please don't cry for me.
Don't do it, don't do it.
Don't you cry for me.
Nah, don't do it.
I'll be back one day. She came back in me to
stay. A lot of my niggas are getting driven by the west side. Never been to Cali. A lot of women raising these kids on their own. Father's Day come around playing daddy. Sally, she riding shoddy. And she crying over problems still. I keep laughing in my head, keep laughing in my head. Like, do I look like that to feel? Give chill, yeah, and take a Xanax pill. I take it to the evil side, Ali. I spend a couple bands, I'ma finally sorry. I'm trying to hide the pain, so I party. How much for the VIP, baby? I'm trying to see a body. What's up with that sloppy? I got a missed call from a girl trying to call me.
Please don't cry for me.
Don't do it, don't do
don't
it.
You cry.
for me. Don't do it, girl. I'll be back one day, but that day just ain't today. Not today, man. Please don't cry for me. Don't do it, don't you cry for me. Nah, don't do it. I'll be back one day. She keep begging me to stay.
All right, we are back with Ron Beatty. What's happening, man?
Man, what's good? So this is my former introduction. Before it was not even me. That was just me kind of.
That was your clone.
Yeah, man, like, that was my clone. Man, I'm like Gucci right now. You know what I'm saying? I got clones, man.
So what's up, man? Thank you for making the trip. This is dope.
No doubt. No doubt, man. It was, you know, I had a journey getting here. You know, I was on the phone with JetBlue at 4 in the morning. I forgot to check in, checked in. They said my flight was leaving at 12. I'm like, no. So no. I had to call the third party because I get all my tickets from Skip Lag. So it's been like 2 hours, man, but I'm glad. You know what I'm saying? I got here like 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? I met my boy Rube. So, you know, it's been awesome.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Crazy timing, too. The World Sox series, are about man. To, you know.
Hopefully win.
They're 8 going PM to win. Or 8 a.m.
It was 8 a.m.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, man. So I've been walking downtown in the rain. Like, it's been coming down, stopping, coming down. But one thing I did, man, I got some bread bowl clam chowder, man. And I'm mad that nobody told me about that before.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? Straight
I've never
up.
Heard of it.
One time.
You never heard of it?
I mean, in a bread bowl?
Wait,
I mean,
what?
I guess that's kind of the fad right now. But
like you can eat it like a sandwich. Like, bro, it's like.
Beautiful.
Yeah, straight up.
This is why we need that food podcast.
Well, you know what happened? If you listen to our first, interview with Ron Beatty,
right.
He called up and was asking what we have for food up here, and Taz was basically like, nothing, it's trash, they don't season it, you wouldn't like it.
I go
it.
Against that right
and
now. It's awesome.
Like,
it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's
so
awesome.
I'm glad you got it. So,
definitely.
Shout out to Taz. She's in Brooklyn right now. So.
Yeah, man, no doubt.
But I'm glad you got that bread bowl.
Man, I'm glad I got the bread bowl. I'm glad I finally came up here because I told you I was coming. You know what I'm saying? When we did our first couple of interviews, I was like, yo, man, I'm coming.
Coming.
And I know he's like, yeah, man, like whatever. He's just an underground dude, whatever, in Atlanta. He ain't really coming. You know what I'm saying? But, yo.
No,
actually,
I knew it.
To actually come to Boston, this is actually my first time in Boston.
Well, welcome.
So, it's definitely a lot colder than it is in Atlanta right now. So, and then the rain hit me. So, I'm getting everything right now.
Yeah. It was funny because we also talked about how you were like, I'm definitely coming in the spring, the summer.
I mean, I lied, you know.
But, we're glad you made it, man. You were filming the documentary today,
yes,
too, for a while.
Yes, man. I'm filming the Beast Biz and Barbecue. So, basically, to sum it up on a high level, we're going to a lot of mom and pop barbecue spots and actually getting the history along with local breweries and kind of tapping into the craft brewery market, because it's a market that's very similar to underground music.
Yeah.
As far as you have your kind of domestics as the bullies, and they buy shelf space, and they block, you know, a lot of the smaller brands and also the smaller competitors, which is very similar to music. So, and it's like a real interesting thing. Like, I like to drink beer, you know what I'm saying? And then the beats element is... Then, of course, the music, you know what I'm saying, the reason I'm here. So, you know, it's been real exciting. We're going to kick that off. The actual official filming is going to be in January. We did kind of like a pilot episode today where I'm like in Boston. We went down there to Finley Stadium. We were in, where was the part we were in today? Where all the history was? City Hall or something?
Yeah, Faneuil.
Yeah, like Faneuil. We were down there, man. You know, I had to buy a $28 charger because I lost my charger. I'm man, he taxed me. They text me.
Yeah, they'll get you.
So awesome.
Well, if you want to come back, we definitely know some micro brews, and we definitely know some of that. So
I'm definitely coming back.
We would have brought more beers if we were allowed to have them.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. School vibes.
College environment.
School vibes.
But
focus on your work.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
Last time we spoke, the new album is going to be called Beats, Beers, and Barbecue.
Yes, and then I'm working on that to actually be completed with the actual documentary that I'm working on. So it's evolved into more of a soundtrack for film. You know what I'm saying? But now I kind of got a new inspiration and I got a new album. It's called Nights Like This, the Down East Story. So in Down East is country, collard green, your first cousins, chilling, nighttime, dirt roads, smoking, vibing, listening to music on country vibes, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Which is definitely a lot of the album. Like, it's a kind of a mellow tone album that's like gives you the reminiscent feel of Goody Mob and Outkast and UGK and those type of people who are actually saying some things, but it's a different element and it's also current. So I'm definitely excited to get into some new jams to play for y'all, because y'all are the first ones that are actually gonna hear it, that can vibe to it. So yeah, man, you know, just come, always show love to where love is given, you know, and y'all definitely show love.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate it. Right back. So what do you want to kick it off with?
Let's go straight to True Colors. This is the joint I did back in my hometown. I shot the video and everything. Y'all can actually check that out on YouTube. It's called True Colors by the name of Cheddar Chap. Later evolved to Ron Beatty. So you can go ahead.
Oh, yeah. We're
that.
Doing the evolution.
This the evolution. Yeah, man. Like, Please Don't Leave was a record everybody was feeling. Now, let's take you to True Colors so I can kind of, you know what I'm saying, paint the picture of exactly where I'm from and give y'all the picture in Boston about me. You know,
All right.
Definitely.
True Colors, Ron Beatty. Live Free or Die. We'll be back after this.
Bet 'em up.
Push forward, speed through lanes in my Ford. It would've been a Beamer, but that day I couldn't afford Mr. Engineer hit record. The hope, leave me bold. Shout out to the mid bouncers that kept me out the door. Yo, shout out to my dreamers, stayed up all night on they floats. One time for fans who love me, but they never made a show. Yeah, that's cool, little homie, I ain't tripping on it. Funny how time rearranged your life, now I got different homies. Travel in different states, and my girl I leave her lonely. What if she creeping on me, wanted all the eve, I hope I see the morning. Every day, I hope for a way outside. You need it, we got it, like every day we could. We blow money on hoes, it ain't no saving chips. Get a hoe knocked up and leave grandmama to raise them kids. Build one life for his little man, so we take the bid. He'll be out in five, come back home and do the same shit. Good intentions not worth a damn when you caught up. The boys act like bitches, and these hoes gotta be fathers. But hell, I ain't no better. Hell, I ain't gon' catch up. The world ain't playing fair. They elevate, I took the stairs, boy. To each his own, hard enough to keep your balance while we cruise city streets, swerving in and out of traffic. Got the world on my shoulders, I don't feel the pressure. All this coming down on me, I swear I can't steal a blessing. I had enough of being sick and tired. For the road, I switched my ties. I wonder who down the ride, or is they lying, man? Every day, I hope for a way outside just to get us more. So I asked what they really in it for. They wasn't even here till I got in the door. I'm here, I ride. Pull me down as I rise to the sky. So I asked what they really in it for. They wasn't even here till I got in the door.
Yes, Cheddar Chap, True Colors. AKA Ron Beatty.
Yes, man. That took me back, man. We shot a video and everything on 4th of July. It was like all of my family out there. So we had the fake fireworks, like, you know what I'm saying? We was
fake
like, yo.
Fireworks?
Yeah, man, the Walmart ones. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because the real ones, if you're in North Carolina, you got to ride to South Carolina to get them, because that's when you can buy them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't buy them in North Carolina. So we had, you know,
I bought some big ones in South Carolina.
Oh, for real? Yeah, man. The South Carolina, where you get them from.
Bricks.
Yeah, man. Yep. And like, you know what I'm saying? Because every fourth, we spend probably, man, close to 10 grand, like, as a community, and we just have a fireworks
show. That's awesome.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, I was driving the speed limit back with that.
Yeah, man, like, you definitely don't want to speed down in those parts, man.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Man.
You don't want to speed. You don't
West
do anything
Virginia,
like, West Virginia,
no.
Definitely. VA, nah.
Yeah. But anyway, real quick before we keep going, you said something cool last time, and it's the last time I'll refer to the old interview.
All right, cool.
But we talked about changing your name, and I thought it was dope how you said you didn't really change your name. You just went back to being yourself.
Right.
You became more yourself.
Definitely, definitely, man. And, like, you know, it's nothing more authentic than waking up in the morning and being unapologetically just yourself. You know, you don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to create an image for yourself. You can just be yourself, you know, and that's the best feeling, because you don't have any... You don't have any resistance. You know, you don't have to keep up anything, because it's you, you know, so it just feels free. So that's why I kind of changed my name to Ron Beatty. Well, became me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I changed, because that's who I am anyway. So it's like, you know, why don't I just be myself in this? So
a lot of artists get caught up in that
imagery, because you live in a double life.
Because there's a part of it that you need to do.
Yeah,
but
you definitely have to do, because you can't walk in a job interview with your raps, you know what I mean?
Nah.
If you're taking that route in life, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of people are, you know, they can be themselves, and then a lot of people, you know, they choose not to be, you know?
Yeah, I think the goal is to be as much yourself full-time as possible.
Definitely, man.
Have you been in the zone since then, huh?
Man, since then, I've been actually doing a lot more than music. I've been getting into more film. I've been working on a documentary. About 2 weeks ago, we were just in Denver. We were in Denver, Colorado. We filmed a documentary out there with Nervous Wreck from Bomb Shelter. For all y'all who don't know who Nerve is and Bomb Shelter, he was the one that actually mentored J. Cole. So he's doing kind of a documentary series on his life, on his music, his journey, mentoring Cole, and also being a business owner as well. So we were in Denver. It was like 15 of us. Cole actually popped up at the house. You know what I'm saying? Nice. He performed in Denver. He came through and he kicked it with us. And he was cooking up beats just in the mansion that we rented out. So that was like a pretty, pretty dope experience. You know what I'm saying? To like experience that. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
I really like that song because...
Say that again, sorry.
I really like that song because it did give me a lot of really country vibes.
Yeah, it's definitely... it's definitely country. Like, it gives you that you're going to grandma's house, you're going to your first cousin's house down in, like, Carolina. So, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for that.
No problem.
Straight up.
So, in New Bern, you guys, for people that don't know, you guys got... hit real hard,
man. We got hit terrible, man. And you know, I got a great aunt who lost everything. I'm talking about, but she doesn't care. She, I'm saying, she has insurance. But then I got other people who, like, they really lost everything. And, like, you know, from my understanding, it's a lot of people with their belongings on the side of the road. So, you know, it's just a wake up call to let you know that you got to take every day and just be super, like, appreciative. You have to be super appreciative for everything that you have, for everything that you're going through, because you never know when something could just wipe everything away from you. You know what I'm saying? And I had never had that happen close to me like that. So it was definitely a super wake up call for me, you know. But big up to New Bern for holding it down, because everybody's coming together right now. So I'm proud of y'all, straight up.
So what's up? Do you go back a lot?
I do, but I don't, man, you know, because I'm in Atlanta, and that drive is like, to get to my hometown, it's like 8 hours.
Okay.
You know, so that drive is crazy, but I go home when I need to. Like, I make sure I go see my fam, make sure I go see my grandma, make sure I go see my brothers, make sure I go see my mom, my dad.
Yeah.
You know, to make sure everybody's good, and then I dip, you know, I go see my fam, then I'm in town for like 2 days, I make sure everybody's straight, and I'm out.
Yeah.
You know.
I like it. Up. So, this next record,
yeah,
you might have made in Atlanta.
Yeah, man, I made this in Atlanta with my boy Corey Miller. He's straight out of Shelby, North Carolina. He's actually the artist of one of the producers that's on the album, Sax Love Money, by the way, of Jaran Ratcher. He's the music director for Rhapsody. You know, so Rhapsody, mm-hmm. she does her local shows. Well, not local shows. She does her shows even in North Carolina, VA, just different places. He's in charge of the stage and all that, the music direction. His name is Jaran. So we went to school together in Winston, and he actually found this artist, and I liked him. I was like, man, he got a dope vibe. Like, he's sick. He can spit. I want him on a record. And then I spit a 16 on the record, and he put a 16 on the record. Then when I heard his 16, I was like, whew, we got to put a hook on it now because it's a record. So, yeah. Man, I'm anxious to play this joint. It's called December, produced by my man Jay Kitt, straight out of Raleigh. It's me featuring my boy Corey Miller. So,
yeah. Is it something where you get to Atlanta and then people find out you're from North Carolina and they just start plugging you in with other people?
Like, that's exactly what happens, because one thing about it, when you're from North Carolina, and I credit North Carolina for this, because they will put you on to different people within your network. Like, if you go to Boston or something, North Carolina is that place where, yeah, man, we're, you know what I'm saying, John with the school out there, so make sure when you go out there you call John. Or either, like, if you go to LA, you know what I'm saying, if it's a name like Adam or something, you know, you just call him as soon as you get to LA. So it's like, it's a real family vibe. So the minute I got to Atlanta, I linked up with Travis Cherry. He's the one that produced Bed. He produced Bed for Jay Holiday. He was like one of my mentors, starting out in Atlanta. He showed me the way. He was showing me around Atlanta, different studios to go to, introducing me to A&Rs, introducing me to producers. So I was mad grateful. And like, that's what happens a lot of times when you're in Atlanta. If you're really working, then you're going to get exposed to the right people.
Right.
It's just all about, how are you going to leverage the people that you meet? Are you going to just meet them, dap them up, and never talk to them again? You can get an email, send them something. Now y'all in the studio working. Now that situation turns into you in a meeting. Now this meeting turns into you getting cut a check. So, you know, it's all about you, basically. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not about blaming the game because they're overlooking artists. Like, it's about what are you going to do to make sure that your career takes off, you know?
Nobody wins when you're playing the blame game.
Right. Yeah. Nobody wins at all. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
That's not it. So, December.
Yeah. Let's get to it.
Let's do it.
It's a hard record, bro. You got to put your Timbs and hoodies on for this.
It's cold.
Timbs and hoodies. We got out of the country.
Okay.
It's Timbs and hoodies.
Timbs and hoodies.
Boston.
Yeah. Ron Beatty, December. You're tuning to Live Free or Die Radio.
Yes, sir. So hard to get there, to realize that you only care what drives a man towards success is staying focused above the mess. No time to flex, eyes on the prize, now that's the test. When you're working hard and you get there, you should realize what you're chasing, what you're chasing. What you're chasing, what you're chasing. What you're chasing, what you're chasing. What you chasing, what you chasing? Oh no.
Is it really worth it? I'm certain. If I could purchase a portion, put money in mama's purses. If I can murk it, of course, I'ma leave a corpse and desert it. Who better really deserve it? The realest, they never heard it. I spend my hours rehearsing my speech for the Grammys. Special thanks to you and shouts to the family. Really been planning my whole life out. From car to the parties to who I'ma make a wife. Man, I'm 56 in my mind. I cry tears thinking, what if I never make it? Right back to minimum wage, struggling to raise a little baby. Oh, hell no. For I said I'm selling bass, either get it or buy. I'm taking a hood vacation, sorry. They said I'd never be on. Energy in a negative form. It though, I'ma keep going. Get my etcetera on. Beat need a medic the way I shred it. God flow, you just a reverend. You sin it, saying you better.
Yeah, no reverend or preacher, but serving lethal sermons out of the speaker. Been thorough since Grant Hill sneakers. The feelers and clip on beepers. We never say not even Jesus. The decline visas ain't buying freedom. Heard a lot of young back home is dying from needles. Crazy thing, even more dying from egos. Wish I can walk the yard, snatch all them chains off like Debo. And on the way, I'll bag up SEO for some. Won't let me in the club with my jeans and a Tito. As if I can't let this
fly in a Pico. Now everybody phones out, Snapchat and the B-roll. Share it on Facebook, now all I see is RIP posts. Where your family, you jam. Send five shooters at Uncle Sam for playing with us. Visualizing the faith, our thoughts were playing scriptures. The chase for more but never reach it. Damn, it's sickening,
When you work so hard to get there, to realize that you only care. What drives a man towards success is staying focused above the mess. No time to flex, eyes on the prize, now that's the test. When you're working hard and you get there, what you chasing, what you chasing? What you chasing, what you chasing? What you chasing, what you chasing? What you chasing?
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? You recording?
Let's yeah.
What you up to? What you got going on these days?
You know, ain't
you making the right moves.
Yeah.
Pass me a meal out of the freezer. You know I'm saying?
They keep asking where I've been. Yeah. Wanna know just where I'm going. I'm gonna go, yeah. But it really ain't no telling, no. Thoughts get cloudy, out it's blowing smoke. Don't search for answers, really, no one knows. They keep asking where I've been. Wanna know just where I'm going. But it really ain't no telling, no.
I draw dealers and convicts. I swear my won it all. Came up just hitting licks. Never hit it court, but heads love the ball. One of my main dogs just got hit with a quarter of a century. And he just had a newborn. It's all gotta with him mentally. These days can't tell who your enemies or who genuinely befriending me. And I'm just spreading out my ministry to the world. Wanna get my girl diamonds and pearls. I provide as a man. Talk about money, you pick up my energy. Back when I ain't have it like that, killing my kidneys off of the Hennessy. Straight stressing, know these all 24/7. I live life and learn lessons. Never happened overnight, it's all testing. I see the signs and the message. Barbecue plate and a Pepsi. See the crown back to down east though. But when got on, they left me.
They keep asking where I've been. Wanna know just where I'm going. I'm gonna go, yeah. But it really ain't no telling, no. Dogs get cloudy, all this blowing smoke. Don't search for answers, really no one knows. They keep asking where I've been, wanting to know just where I'm going. But it really ain't no telling, no. Dogs get cloudy, all this blowing smoke. Don't search for answers, really no one knows.
Family first, swear I just left the airport. Bought a makeup in the purse. Who knew all this from a verse? Used to pray for it in church, bagging at work. All at the class, campus is going berserk. Up in that 40 was putting in work. Getting financially free before I leave the earth. 20 G's to show the crown of the worst. Kids get killed every day over money.
Get killed over money. 20-50s in them hundreds. Used to want a bad crib up in the hills where it's sunny. Now I'm still getting my money. I kept it the same in a hundred, yeah.
Blowing smoke, man. We had a crazy video shoot. I actually shot that at my house, at my real house. So, and we were actually smoking in my actual car.
Nice.
And so everything about that video was super action.
You're in your house.
Both. Okay. I was in my car, in my driveway, at my house.
In your real house, you got a fake house?
Nah, but I mean,
in some of his other videos.
I mean, but when
it
you see
like
rapper, when you right, man, like when you see rappers videos, like everything is not their stuff in the video. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, that's what you mean.
Rappers are renting cars.
I had like a house where like you go and then people like can't follow you, so then you go somewhere else.
Yeah, well, I'm not on that level yet. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, I'll be to that level soon, but I'm not there yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm not there where I got stalkers. You know, maybe like 3-4 or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 3-4 stalkers is a healthy amount to have. That's all you need. You don't need no more than that, man.
No more.
You want a handful.
I actually have a question about a couple of different things. I was like over here taking notes.
Right.
I really like the first track.
Okay.
You had said it was called Please Don't Leave. It's reminiscent a little bit to like, it reminds me of like a Nelly Country Grammar.
Right, okay.
So I'm feeling that.
That's big.
And then the True Colors is kind of like the cadence in it and the hook reminded me of like Andre 3000.
Yeah, definitely.
And
I
then,
get that a lot.
And then in this track, your cadence reminded me of like Royce da 5'9". Like, are these like people that you listen to on like a regular basis? So that's part one question.
Okay, part one.
And then the second question is, I noticed like there's a lot of like musicality in it. Do you play with live bands?
Well, okay, so the first part of your question is, do I listen to those people regularly?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer to that question is yes. I grew up listening to Dungeon Family, listening to Outkast, listening to UGK, and then I turn around and go in the next room and I put in Mobb Deep, I put in Nas, I put in some Alchemist, and then I go into the next room and I'm listening to West Coast, I'm listening to Dre, the Chronic, and then I'm listening to MC8, you know, and then I turn around the next day, I'm listening to Zero, and you know, I'm listening to like Chamillionaire. So I listen to other artists for inspiration. Like, I'm not one of those closet artists that doesn't still enjoy the art. Like I still would buy albums, but I got a streaming app now, so I don't really buy anybody's album. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody does.
So I got Spotify now, so I don't have to go buy your album. But like, as soon as you drop an album, I'm gonna pull it up on my phone and I'm gonna listen to it. So growing up, to the part one of your question, yes, I'm very reminiscent, and I'm very aware of my influences, and I want that to be displayed within my music, because I want people to understand this is what I like, and this is the only thing that I really care about me liking. Like, I don't feel like I need to be forced to like some things. Like, I'm very authentic, I'm very honest, and those people like your Andre 3000s and your you know, your Goody Mobs and all those were super inspirational people. And just to see those people while you're in Atlanta, it's like surreal, but people can walk by them like they're nothing. You know, because they're just used to seeing them. And part two of your question was what again?
I like that, how you answered that question.
Right.
First of all, your inflections are definitely intentional, so I appreciate that.
Thank you.
The second part of the question was, do you play with live bands?
Yes, I actually do play with live bands. And I actually keep it simple, because I used to do videos. The last one I did was in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I did a freestyle with like a live guitarist. So that's what I like to do. Like, I've done a lot of shows there, because I notice when you perform on a two track, I mean, like, let's just keep it real. Like, if you don't have records that are like super popping, like, you're just performing your heart out, you're killing it, but nobody knows your record. And it's like, it's super draining, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you can grab somebody's attention when you have that guitarist just strumming them strings. Now everybody's like, all right, cool, yo, so what's going on?
There's dynamics.
Now everybody's listening.
Too.
Now everybody's listening to what you got to say. So now you drew them in to a record that they've never heard before. So that's why when I perform, like, I want to do something that's not just me going up there to a two track, rocking out to a song, getting off the stage. Now I could kill it, you know what I'm saying? But is that going to have the impact that I want to have doing it like that? So I choose to do a live band. Like, I've done a full band. It's kind of difficult when you're like an underground artist and you want to have a live full band all the time, because because your costs add up. You know, it costs money to move six people with equipment from city to city.
Practice,
right? You got to practice. Yeah, man. It costs a lot of money, and that's why a lot of artists don't do it. Let's just keep it real, because everybody would have a live band if they could, but you know, most people, excuse me for that, but most people just can't have it because, you know, funds or whatever reason. Plus, it's just hard to find dedicated band people, man. It's just hard, you know.
Bands are tough, man. Look at how, like, even the great ones have trouble sticking together.
Yeah, man. You know, it's all about chemistry. It's all about timing. It's all about, you know, the discipline to stay on it and get good. And then at the end of the day, you can't escape it. We're in America, so it's about finances.
Yeah.
So that's a good, like, segue into the next question I had, because you said about finances.
Right.
Moving as an independent artist, I'm pretty sure independent artists get asked this all the time.
Right.
If independent versus label, like, if a label approached you,
correct,
what kind of deal would you be interested in? Most independent artists say distribution, but you're saying on a day-to-day cost, even with a band.
Right.
What would be, like, the best opportunity for you from a label perspective?
The best opportunity for me, what a label could offer me, is marketing. I don't really need distribution because there's so many companies out here that can put your music out. I don't really need producers because I have a ton of people who I grew up with that I've met over the years that are talented producers. I don't really need their engineers because I have a ton of people who do that. You know, labels, the thing about labels is, you know, growing up, I was naive to the fact, like, I just wanted a record deal. I didn't know what that entailed. I just wanted $100,000, give me $100,000 and let me be famous. You know, we can figure out the paperwork later. But now I'm like, all right, so why don't we sit down and let's talk about a partnership? You know, but it's all about numbers. Like, music is no different than selling groceries, you know, or selling cars. Like, it's just a product. The only thing that's different is your product is music. So companies, which are labels, are looking at you to say, hey, how much money have you made? How much have you done? You know, and then every so often you run into that one person who's like, I don't really care about the business. You're just dope. But that happens like one in every like 1.8 million people. You know yeah. what I'm saying? So, you know, what I encourage a lot of underground artists to do is constantly put out music, constantly move around, constantly meet the right people, and stack your bread, and that way when you're spending your money, no one can tell you anything about your business. When you're the one footing the bill, you can do everything the way you want to do it. Now, that could either be good or bad, but it's still your way, you know? So
yeah,
definitely
feel that. So I was gonna play Brown Liquor, but yo, what are you trying to hear?
I mean, Brown Liquor is definitely a single sounding record. It's a good, I actually like that record with Brown Liquor, but I understand where I am, so. But play it anyway, because I'm going to get some when I leave.
This is a spot, right? Do you want to play that?
Yeah, man, Brown Liquor's dope, man.
Yo, Brown Liquor. We'll be back with more from Ron Beatty after this.
To that long ride like T.O. Had me skipping payments, almost got my repo. See, I remember nights when I was sleeping on the floor. Then made it in the house, ain't no more peeking in windows. No,
remember what I asked for. Spilling brown liquor on the table. Yeah, red cup by the sofa. Woke up with everything I prayed for. Yeah, what time the bank closed? See, I came a long way, thank God I made bold. Celebrate with some drink, bro. Celebrate with some drink, bro.
And we are back with Ron Beatty, Live Free or Die Radio. K-Ball, what have you been thinking about?
I was thinking about what you were talking about. You said you like, I don't need other people's producers. I got
right into the mic, right, bro.
Producers, you got your own engineers. You got, mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, like obviously it takes, you know, a lot of time to build a network like that. But in terms of building your music enterprise without a label, like what's a good starting point there?
A good starting point is just making the music, man. You know, I think a lot of people just overthink it, and they think of strategies and the best way to get people to listen to stuff, and they ain't even recorded 10 records, or, you know. So the first step is to get the music, and then once you get the music will talk to you and tell you what you need to do. People will be around. People will hear it. They'll say, yo, it sounds like it needs to be on TV. And then if TV is the route, then you find a TV sync person to link your music to film, and then if it's the type of music that you can put out that you want to tour off of, then you know you need to start with the local shows. And then if it's something that you just want to drop streaming wise so you can build a social media following, do that too. So, you know, I think the music can point you in the direction of what needs to be done. Just how to write people around. I mean, it's tough, man. You know, it's even tough for me, because a lot of the music, you know, you would love to get a bigger reception, but it could be used in a different way. You know, maybe it could be used for ads, maybe it could be used for something so that you're still benefiting from it in some kind of way, you know. So it's all about how you look at it, like, because I got records that haven't done any numbers, and then I got other records that have done super good numbers for me. So it's like, you know, what do I do? Do I sit down and look at those small ones and just get mad, or do I try to look at it from more of a kind of an analytic side and see, all right, what did I do with this record? You know, like, look at the numbers of your records and see what people actually gravitate to, and that can lead you to what you need to do.
You were talking about, like, people sit down and they make too many strategies about stuff, but, right, like, would you ever use the strategy you were talking about with social media? Because I know that there's a lot of people right now who have used social media to push their music,
right,
and, like, push themselves way into the mainstream.
Definitely.
Would you ever, like, try to grow a following to do that?
Yes. The following that I have is decent. I think it definitely needs to get bigger. It needs to get stronger. Social media is one of the cheapest, the best, most effective ways to meet people. And especially Instagram when it comes to music, you know, because a lot of new music, from what I hear from, like, a lot of the labels, a lot of A&Rs, they go to Instagram, and now it's about trying to find that piece to go viral. It's about that piece that people can gain traction from. So now they look at that one video, and now they're kind of going back looking at your catalog. But see, I grew up in the 90s, so I'm a project artist, so I believe in albums, and I believe in dope projects, and I believe in making a complete sounding joint. And, like, times are not that, because I was actually recently, it was about 2 weeks ago, it was this, like, 18-year-old cat. He was in the grocery store, so I was like, yo, man, what you listening to? He was like, man, I'm listening to Kendrick Lamar. So then I asked him about Cole. He was like, man, I don't even listen to Cole. So I was like, how do you really listen to your music, and how do you find it? He said, I'm on social media. He said, I find the artist. If I like their song, then I go listen to their album. So that's how youth are consuming music now. Like,
hasn't it always been the single, though, leads you to the album?
It has. Now it's more, I can play your album and go to the song that I like.
Right, you don't.
Then it was, I had to buy your album, listen to your album, and then I had to pick the ones I like. But I had to listen to your album to pick the ones I like.
Right.
You know, now it's like, all right, okay, I like 3, 8, and 12, and, like, the rest of it I'm not going to play because I can just stream.
And I'm not going to listen a second time either.
Right. So it's, like, different, you know.
Guilty.
Yo, you know, so go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to say, social media.
Yeah.
It's at Rocky Run Ron,
yeah,
on Instagram.
Yeah, definitely.
Ron Beatty NC.
Yeah.
Anywhere else?
Yeah. Well, really, Rocky Run Ron, that's really where I'm from. You know,
okay.
So my name is still Ron Beatty, but that's just, you know, it's just an Instagram name. So, but I'm Ron Beatty. You know, you can find me anywhere. You know what I'm saying? You can hashtag Facebook, Twitter. You know, that's pretty much, if you know Down East, and that's definitely where I grew up. That's where I created the name. And, you know, it's like my hood, you know. Definitely my home.
Everyone in Down East Maine right now.
Down East Maine. Down East Maine and Down East North Carolina.
You got a collab.
And these songs we played tonight, you releasing them?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am releasing them. I'm going to be releasing those late November, early December. We got to get a date in line because I got to shoot another video. Then after that, we're going to drop this one. So, yep. So all these are definitely dropping.
I think we got time for at least one more.
All right, cool. Play One Time because that's a Down East vibe.
One Time.
Yeah.
You want to introduce her or just go right into it?
This one is produced by my boy, Real SK Music. We met in Winston-Salem State. He's also from Carolina. Like, I got Carolina heavy on this tape. So we met in Winston-Salem State, and I was trying to get beats from him. He's like, yo, man, I charge like $300 for beats. I'm like, man, I don't even got $300. I'm like a freshman. You know, and then he went on to produce for Trey Songz and Future and everybody. And then we reconnected. Like, I hit him up some years back.
Is it still $300? Probably
not. Nah. And it's free now. It's free now because he's so expensive. You know, I can't pay.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, you know, I just throw you some beats.
That's
so, you know, so he's definitely a big part of this project. He did about 3 jams on it. So,
nice.
You know, I'm excited. One time.
Ron right. Beatty will be back after this. Live Free or Die.
Bet him up.
Ain't you the one, you the one. Steady reppin' down east, where that's at? 30 minutes from the beach, you the one. Threw a college party, had all of them freaks. It ain't mean a lot to you, but it was everything to me. Just a freshman up and down the highway, Raleigh just recording. You the one, I'm the one to hustle. We in all them Jordans, see connect. Put me on, calling places like I'm Jordan. Got her pregnant, not the up. Had to pay for that abortion, I was young. 2 12s, knocking off up in my Regal. My boy say property, I ain't talking Beanie Siegel. 5 years, 5 years, damn it, he ain't coming home. Got a son. Told this baby mama, gotta hold him down. Where I'm from, I'm the one. See, it ain't no opportunity. Niggas quit to give up on they self and tap out usually. Only goal is hooping, trapping, rapping in a movie screen. Keep that between you and me. Damn. They know me all over the city, all the city. They know me all around town, I'm the one. They know me all over the city, all the city. They know me all around town.
Watch me turn a hoop D into a Benz. When I was broke, I ain't have a lot of friends. Everybody around see that all of them phones. About to hit I-40 school, all of my homies.
Yeah. To the lay back, them country boy, them east side niggas. To the south side, been rocking since knee high. Who never changed up on the kid, man, and stay yourself. The mind frame is on, build a wealth and better help. You see, he would ask for help, but too much pride for it. Men in position, just too busy telling lies, boy. Why you think we kill ourselves and turn to crime, boy? Could've been me who that judge threw that 5 towards. I heard him asking, how you doing with that rapping? Seen your daddy said you moving to the A to make it happen. Yeah, I did. Had to do this on my own. Realize along the way, I can't do it all alone, no.
They know me all over the city, all the city. They know me all around town, I'm the one. They know me all over the city, all the city. They know me all around town,
watch
I'm the
turn
one.
Watch me turn a hoop into a Benz. When I was broke, I ain't have a lot of friends. Now everybody around, see that all of them phones. About to hit I-40 school, all of my homes. And I'm the one, you the one gon' lift the curse off all the people. I had to cut her off cause I feel she wasn't needed. A distraction just distracted me from making me a name. I be smoking, drinking every night. No, I gotta change, I be trying. I'm the one, seeing millions in my checking. Don't try me, some of my...
It's Ron Beatty live at Tufts University, LFOD Radio.
Yeah, what's good?
What's good, man?
So, before Tia asks you the most important question...
Okay.
I want to real quickly shout out Ill-Mannered, DL, Ruben.
Yeah.
You popped up here and hit the ground running.
Yeah.
And you connected with Boston Cats and
got
did
to.
That. So it's dope that you're you know, bringing everyone into the mix.
Yeah, man. Ruben's a good guy, man. We met in Atlanta. We met on Taylor Street, man. That was like back in the struggle, man. We stayed in like a duplex. He was downstairs always with his shirt off. Always at the front of the crib, man.
Why
I'm upstairs.
Doing them like that?
Yeah, man. Like he was. Yeah, you know I'm saying.
That's what makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, like straight up, man. Like that was some grimy living, man. Like man, but we made it out of there, man. Shootouts on back streets, like it was crazy, man. crazy.
You said you accidentally moved to the hood when you went to.
Yeah, man, I didn't know because it looked nice, man. Like the stuff was maintained and well kept. I'm like, yo, man, like we in a good area. And I'm hearing shots. It's, like after 12, I can't even go outside. Like, yeah,
it's
man, it's
funny
crazy.
The noisy that noisy documentary was about that too.
Yeah, sure.
Like, yeah, you end up in a trap without knowing it.
Yeah, man, because that's the thing about Atlanta. Like, it's real connected. So like, you'll be in a good area on one street, and then the next street will be something going on. But
yeah,
you know, it's pretty good for the most part if you mind your business. You straight.
That's how it is.
Yeah,
but so most important question, and shout out to the live studio audience as well.
Yeah.
We don't want them to be.
I like y'all, man. It's all good vibes in here. It's all good vibes.
You could leave here with some beats and some verses.
Yeah,
and
definitely,
all sorts
definitely,
of
definitely,
stuff,
man. Like that's why I'm here. Right. That's why I'm here.
But so Tia,
so what does live free or die mean to you?
Live free or die means living with no restrictions, being completely, it goes back to how I started this interview, like be unapologetically you. You know, when you live free or die, you know, it's either I'm gonna be myself or I'm gonna be nothing at all. And that's all that being yourself is being free. You know, just understanding what you stand for, understanding your morals and your values, and always putting that first. And if you put, you know, like whatever it is that you believe in, you know, I'm not judgmental, but whatever it is that you hold close to your heart, be that and do that every day consistently. And if you ain't gonna do that, then there's no need of being here. So you should die.
Nice. Nice. You're the first person to
definitely
call for death.
You should die.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Because there ain't no reason to live. Like, yo, like, what are you living for? Like, it's time to live your life.
It
and if you're not going to live your life, then you should be here.
It sounds slightly
I'm not
weird.
Judging anyone.
Really
but if
really
you're not doing
that.
This,
nah,
you
yeah, you're right. Contribute.
Yeah, man,
in
I don't really mean that, man. You know,
experience.
I want everybody to live, man, forever, straight up.
Unless you're a fake or a phony.
Yeah, man, straight up, straight up.
Anyway, we preach love here.
Yeah, man, it's love, peace, and happiness, like Tommy.
Yeah, man. So, is there anything you meant to tell us that you didn't before
yeah,
we
man.
Get out of here?
Nights like this project, y'all be on the lookout for that. That's definitely dropping. I got some big stuff as far as films dropping in 2019. You can follow me, Ron Beatty on Facebook, Ron Beatty NC on Twitter, Rocky Run Ron. Sometimes it's Ron Beatty NC, but if you hashtag me, you can always find me. So, you know, I'm not hard to find, like if you want to contact me or something. So make sure y'all follow me, and I'm definitely one of those people who follow back, you know,
yeah.
Because I like checking out new music too. I like to check out new producers, artists, whoever. Like, if you're dope, then you're dope. It doesn't matter the status to me. Like, dope is dope.
Yeah, so
straight
reach
up.
Out to this man.
Yeah.
Reach out, because I was telling him we got a lot of heat out here for production. And a lot of dope artists, and there's a lot going up here. So,
yep, Ron Beatty, RONBEATTY.
All right, and Amanda, you might have time for one more.
Who shoots your videos, and are you a part of the directing process? Because you have quite a lot of them out.
Yes.
And who's your photographer as well? Because I know I see some film people in here. So,
yeah. So my videos. I've always had an imagination when it comes to locations, because I think videos are all about location, you know? So if you, like, when I'm thinking of treatments, I'm always thinking about where, you know, because I'm walking in Boston, and I know y'all probably walk by stuff every day in Boston, but I'm like, oh man, that'll be crazy to shoot a video there. So it's like a lot of the inspiration that I have comes from me being able to visually see what the song is supposed to display. So I started out with Nervous Wreck. He's the guy that really got, you know, kind of gave me my eye, and then I took that to new videographers that I met along the way. And Please Don't Leave was like one of the videos. It's like everybody knows and everybody references that because it was so well shot, and I spent so much time trying to make sure that video, like, for that one video to get that train scene, we had to get up at 5 a.m. and we had to go to the train at 6 o'clock before the rush came. And we had to ride north because we knew that the north side of town, most people were affluent and they didn't ride the train like that. They had cars. So we had to go north before the traffic. Then we had to film on the train for 30 minutes. We got to the last stop. Security was like, y'all can't film. We was like, cool, because we done. You know, so that's the type of stuff. You, like, videos are all planning. Like, because we all do the guerrilla style videos where we stand in front of a building for no reason and just rapping the camera, you know. But
you need at least one of those.
Yeah, man, like those type of videos are dope too. But like when you're talking about making an Eminem stan video, like you really, it has to be a team of people helping you do that. That's you know, like that's nothing that you're gonna be able to do by yourself. So like you know, I credit my team, my man Ruben, you know what I'm saying? He found your manner, so he came out definitely spare of the moment. I didn't even meet him. That was all Ruben had got that, and he set that up. He was like, yo, man, like, if you're coming to Boston, I got you. So we got some good footage because I'm all about visual because people want to see you. And as long as you keep putting out content, that's how you gain more followers. That's how you gain more listeners, yeah.
Well, we're going to see this. They're all going to see this. It'll be, they can hear it too. It's going to be on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts, Thursday morning. We're also going to go do a little Q&A with the audience after the fact. We'll tag that on. So even if you tune in live, there's going to be some more. We got video. We're going to do an extra bars. You got some bars for us?
Yeah.
Hashtag extra bars. If you haven't checked that out, that's a series we do with the MCs kicking a cappellas after
cool,
the fact.
Cool.
So tons of video, tons of content. And we're at LFOD Radio on everything. There's a little underscore on Twitter, but you'll get to us first.
Right.
And submissions at LFODradio.com. Send us some clean records. That's crazy that you did that. Like, we got heard about me way back, and then we just kept in touch. And then this summer, he's like, yo, what if we did a listening?
Yeah.
You know, I'll fly up. I'm like, absolutely, man.
Yeah,
so
definitely, man. And thank you for having
me, pushing
man.
It. And I can't wait to see where this goes, what we do next.
Thank you.
We're going to get out of here with Infinity.
Let's do it.
Ron Beatty.
Produced by SK.
New album dropping soon. Stay tuned. And if you want to connect with the man, hit us up. Hit him up. He's accessible. You know, he's out here. So
definitely.
All right. We'll be back next week with Billy Dean Thomas.